who's praying for you and who loves you, no matter what. That's called a friend. Oh, you got a friend in me. I got a friend in me.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina, Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Keep into ourselves. We live today in a world that is all messed up. We live in a world today that is full of racism, corruption, and bigotry. And God is simply saying, I'm drawing men unto me because the hour is coming of reckoning. And when we think about what God is doing today, God is allowing us to see the fulfillment of what His Son had done for you and I. The angels in heaven know about what God is up to. But the question each and every one of us need to search ourselves and ask, am I fulfilling the will of God for my life? Am I living up to the expectation that God has from me? Am I doing what God has called me to do? Am I living the way God wants me to live? But Pastor, my story is messed up, so is mine. But when you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, the Lord does not know anything about you. Because the Lord has transferred every single thing that we've done in life, and it has already been placed upon His Son, and His Son has already paid the price when He said, Abba, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they've done. Father, forgive those who are persecuting me, for they don't have an idea what I came for. It was that hour that Jesus was speaking of. It was the hour when the Lord of glory was to be made sin for His people and bear the holy wrath of a sin-hating God. That's the only time I can remind myself that God does hate, but God hates sin. Sin messed us up, Daryl, and sin would be dealt with. Sin separated us, but sin will be dealt with. When we think about what God was doing, Christ came and paid it all for our salvation because God hates sin. It was the hour for the fulfilling and accomplishment of many prophecies. In the beginning was that word, and that word was being exploded in our minds and in our heart. When you have a relationship with God, it is by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, that enters into a relationship with you, and your life will never be the same. When we see what God is up to, it is transforming, it is revitalizing, it is rejuvenating us in such a way that we will wake up with a new perspective on who my neighbor is. How can you say you love me, Pastor, and you see your neighbor every day and you war against him? How can you say you love me, Pastor, if you war with one another? How can you say you love me and you can't treat each and every one like you would like to be treated? But I know a man who came over 40 and two generations, wasn't concerned with over male or female, wasn't concerned whether you were black or white, was not concerned whether you were Jew or Gentile. I know a man who came and said, Father, here am I will come and redeem man from that sin. My brothers and sisters, when the serpent, that old enemy who's been after us for years, because here's why he's after us, because he lost his prominent place. He had a place of prominence. He had a place of provision. He had a place of authority, but he messed up when he tried to be like God. There's nobody like him. Nobody that can compare to him. Nobody is equal to him. When the serpent, when that evil one tried to be like God, Lucifer is his name, and I can call his name because he does not like me and I don't like him. And when people are fighting with each other, it's not the person that's doing that, it's the stuff that's in them that's doing that. When folks are treating you bad and talking about you down, it ain't that person, it's the stuff that's in them. And if we can get the stuff in us out of us, then we can be like the one who breathed into us the breath of life, and we now become a living soul. But our problem today is that we like to hold on to stuff. Bitterness, animosity, and strife, pride, and all of the stuff that the enemy loves. And he injects that into our bloodstream. His DNA was designed to put up, mess us up between God. His DNA was designed to contaminate the bloodstream and separate you from our Heavenly Father who made us in his image and likeness. And so today, the story is well known about what the Lord has done, but the enemy knows his destiny. And his objective is to take all that will hear him. That's why he kills, he steals, and he destroys. My brothers and sisters, but why did the Savior begin his prayer by referring to his hour? In the Lord's hour for himself, there was a pleading as well as a petition. Prayer is expressing our desire for benefits by one who needs it and to one who can confer it. Petition is a formal request that's acknowledging how and when to pray. Jesus said, glorify thy son. This was our Savior requesting the Father to support him on the cross. My brothers and sisters, we all need support sometime. Pastors, ministers, teachers, all need support. When a pastor is supported, he feels good. Because there's a contingency behind him saying, Pastor, we know you needed help today. And our amen was in the crowd. Pastor, we knew you needed support today because our applause was in the crowd. Pastor, we know you needed support today because we are one family. We are united as a congregation. And when we are united as a congregation, what comes out of the pulpit ought to empower you in such a way to elevate the word that is being expounded from the pulpit. Because God is in the house. Why? Because he said, upon this house, I will build my church. The house has not been a building, Antioch. The house has always been you. The tabernacle has never been a fortress. The tabernacle has been you. And when you acknowledge and accept that you are that building that the Lord is trying to build, then you understand what God is up to. That's why he said, destroy this building down. He said, and I will raise it up in 3 days. You may think you can get rid of the word, but the word is active and alive. You may think you're trying to stop the word, but nobody can stop Jesus because there's nobody like him. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright morning star. He is our way out of no way, our shelter in a time of storm. What is his name? His name is Jesus, Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer. And when you call upon Jesus, how many have called upon him in the wee hours of the night? When mama is not there, you can call upon him. When father is not there, you can certainly call upon him. When sister and brother is not there, you can call upon him. Why? Because Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. And that's confirmation of who we serve today. That is confirmation of what the Lord has done in our life. And so now, my brothers and sisters, when we think about what the Lord has done, the Lord says, and now, oh Father, Abba, glorify, support me with thy own self, with your power, with your authority, with your word, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Not now, but before the world was established, he said, glorify thy son with the power, with the glory I had with thee before the world was. That's telling us something. He was before time. For God is outside of time and space. He was before anything was. So that's why he said, let there be. He was before you even got here. And that's how he can know everything about you. He saw a picture of your life. He knew everything that you would do in life. And yet he made provision for you and I. He knew the message I would preach today. I wasn't even supposed to preach today. But he knew the message. I told my preachers that I said, this is an impromptu speech. This is an impromptu message, but it will come directly from God. And when you let God have his way in your life, he can do exceedingly abundantly above more than you could ask or think. What I have learned over the last couple of years of my life, God is doing something in all of our lives. You are being supernaturally fed a powerful word that is life-changing and life-sustaining. I don't know what God is doing to this black preacher, but I have discovered the element that God has given me from the foundation of the world. And he said, it is about faith, Pastor. When you speak it, I will bless it. When you say it, it will come to pass. And so I know that 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 the words that I speak are not my own. And what I preach so hard for is to try to get life changed. I see those who are looking at a pastor with alienation, and I see those who are looking at a pastor with love in their heart. But the Lord said, love your enemy. Pray for those who despitefully want to use you, Darrell. When they talk about you, say, pray for me. And when you get on your knees and start praying to the Lord says, I know the content and the character of your prayers. And what God is saying, keep praying. Because that prayer will change the hearts of those who do not love you. Love is of God. And if we are ever to be like God, we must love one another as God loved us. It is not an accident that you are witnessing the manifestation of his word in your life. It is not an accident that you feel funny at times when the word is being shared. But thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. But most of all, thank God for his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you want everlasting life, you can get it today by accepting the Lord as your personal savior. It is not by all of the entities that the world is trying to get us to buy. It is not about all of the things that we are seeing that are happening today. when you see the nation of Israel being divided,